Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Okay, so the story continues. President Trump is not wasting any time cleaning house this time round. You know, back in 2017, he made that promise that he would drain the swamp. You know, I know Donald Trump's brand is that he makes promises and keeps them, promises made, promises kept. But unfortunately, the first time round, whether it was his fault or not, that promise simply wasn't delivered. And if anything, the deep state won in a lot of ways. But now things are very different. Donald Trump is Trump version 2.0, totally unleashed. And he's already getting the job done a week into his presidency. Oh man, the left is losing their collective mind over this one. And we even have a CNN anchor here, looking totally distraught and flabbergasted, live on TV as she realizes that Trump isn't playing no games. He's going full steam ahead, firing all these corrupt DOJ officials who engaged in a malicious lawfare campaign to prosecute a former president instead of serving the American people. Remember when Jack Smith resigned a few weeks ago? Well, it was obvious he saw the writing on the wall. He knew the House of Cards was about to come crashing down, and clearly he didn't want to stick around for the fallout. Well, that fallout is finally here. Let me show you guys exactly what's going on. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. Alright folks, so let's first start off with this clip of a CNN anchor totally flabbergasted. You can tell she's struggling to process what's happening.
Move to fire, we're told, over a dozen officials who worked on criminal investigations related to President Trump. Acting Attorney General sent out a memo earlier notifying them that they are being removed from their positions, saying, quote, "You played a significant role in prosecuting President Trump. The proper functioning of the government critically depends on the trust superior officials place in their subordinates. Given your significant role in prosecuting the president, I do not believe that the leadership of the department can trust you to assist in implementing the president's agenda faithfully." So that has happened just in the past 15-20 minutes. And then earlier this afternoon, we learned that the Trump administration is also launching what is being described as a, quote, special project to investigate certain charges that were pursued in the larger January 6th investigation. So this isn't related to President Trump, but this is related to January 6th prosecutions where individuals were charged with obstruction of justice. Now, the interim U.S. Attorney Ed Martin sent out a memo today saying that he wants to review cases where this charge was used. A senior administration official notes the fact that the Supreme Court reviewed this charge being used in the context of January 6th, that it could not be used in this context. So now all of these cases are being reviewed. The senior administration official called this a huge waste of resources and said this is going to be a fact-finding mission. But of course, there are enormous concerns about the Trump Justice Department going after prosecutors. Of course, this was the largest criminal investigation and prosecution in the Justice Department's history. Trump has just pardoned most of the people who have been convicted. All but 14 were pardoned. The 14 received commutations, other people having their charges dismissed. But two incredibly big stories out of the Trump Justice Department in terms of how they are going to handle the criminal investigations that have occurred over the past 4 years.
It's next level, folks. And I know, the left is going on and on. Donald Trump is now weaponizing the system against his political opponents. But let's get one thing straight here. This isn't just Trump firing a few bureaucrats who didn't vibe or aren't willing to go along with his agenda. It's not Donald Trump weaponizing the justice system against his political opponents. It's holding those accountable who did just that. This is about a corrupt DOJ, a weaponized federal government, a partisan hit squad of sorts, that spent years undermining the will of the people. These weak-ass arguments from the left obviously don't hold up, because we've seen everything play out in front of our very eyes. Remember Robert Mueller and the Russia hoax? A multi-year charade that cost taxpayers millions of dollars, ruined people's lives, and accomplished absolutely nothing except for dividing the nation. The whole investigation was built on a fabrication, a total hoax, involving Russian working girls, let's say, and the supposed Trump pee-pee tapes. I mean, the most ridiculous crap. Then came the Ukrainian phone call impeachment circus, which was essentially Donald Trump made a phone call to a foreign leader, so we're gonna impeach him. Then, of course, the January 6th impeachment and the investigations that followed, the supposed insurrection. But of course, nobody talks about how they refused National Guard help, the recent revelations that there were FBI agitators in the crowd. I mean, the list goes on and on. We're talking about rogue actors in these three-letter agencies who took it upon themselves to build these narratives to waste millions upon millions of dollars prosecuting a former president chasing some political end. That is what happened. And now Trump is finally turning the tables. And they're presenting it in this way to make it seem as if Trump is just acting like a fascist dictator again. It's Donald Trump going on some sort of authoritarian purge. Give me a break, and let's not forget that when Biden took office, pretty much the very first thing that he did was fire nearly every single Trump appointee. And they made a big show of it too. But all of that was justified, of course, because orange man bad. Joe Biden gets into office and just fires and gets rid of all his political opponents. No problem there, but Donald Trump focused on restoring integrity in the system, firing these bad actors who violated their oaths of office, disregarded the Constitution, and acted clearly, maliciously, and in bad faith. Oh, orange man bad. It's unbelievable. And the hypocrisy is staggering. You know, I'm wondering where all the outrage was when Joe Biden signed all those executive orders and fired all that people. It was non-existent, but now when Donald Trump is doing it, all of a sudden everybody's questioning the legality.
Who advised the president on the legality of telling government agencies that they don't have to spend money that was already appropriated by Congress?
Well, as the OMB memo states, this is certainly within the confines of the law. So White House counsel's office believes that this is within the president's power to do it, and therefore he's doing it.
Okay, so they disagree with lawmakers who say that they don't have the power to freeze this funding.
Again, I would point you to the language in the memo that clearly states this is within the law.
And all that happened on Friday night, the administration fired several inspectors general without giving Congress the 30-day legally required notification that they were being fired. I think only two were left at DHS and the DOJ. And then yesterday we saw several prosecutors, I believe 12, fired from the Justice Department who worked on the investigations into the president. As you know, they are career prosecutors, therefore they are afforded civil service protections. How is the administration deciding which laws to follow and which ones to ignore?
So it is the belief of this White House and the White House counsel's office that the president was within his executive authority to do that. He is the executive of the executive branch, and therefore he has the power to fire anyone within the executive branch that he wishes to. There's also a case that went before the Supreme Court in 2020, Scala Law LLC versus the Customs, Bureau Protection. I would advise you to look at that case, and that's the legality that this White House was resting
so
on.
So you're confident that if they bring lawsuits against you, the prosecutors who were fired, that they will succeed?
We will win in court,
and
yes.
And did he personally direct this, given they worked on the classified documents investigation and the election interference investigation?
This was a memo that went out by the Presidential Personnel Office, and the president is the leader of this White House, so yes.
Yeah, now all of a sudden the executive of the United States apparently doesn't have the right to fire people. What a ridiculous premise, this narrative that they've built, that Donald Trump is hell-bent on destroying democracy and this is just a part of it. Obviously, that's not what's going on here. Let's be real. What the establishment is upset about here is that their unchecked power is finally, well, being checked. Their shadowy cabal has finally met its match. And once again, Donald Trump is doing the right thing. You know, the founders designed the government to serve its people, not to be used as a tool for one political party to crush its opposition. And that's exactly what Trump is fighting for. He's taking the bureaucracy back from the deep state swamp creatures who have totally co-opted it and returning it back to the people. This is what winning looks like. And basically what we're seeing here is a massive display of Democrat sore losing. But, you know, like they always say, elections have consequences. And I guess Democrats are finding that out once again. And the consequence here for them is that their power is now being checked. This is about setting a precedent that weaponizing the government for partisan gain will not be tolerated. The left has used these federal institutions as their personal attack dogs, and now those same institutions are being held accountable. And so I guess Donald Trump is redeeming his first term now, isn't he? Promises made, promises kept. He said he was going to drain the swamp, and he's now doing it. He said he was going to hold the weaponized federal government accountable, and he is doing exactly that. And the media can cry all they want. They can show up to these press conferences and push back and ask the tough questions. But at the end of the day, we can see through their BS, and it's not changing anything. Anyways, that's pretty much what I got for you guys on this one. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.